This show is a legal advertisement, and it is intended to provide general information only. It is not intended to provide specific legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. You should not rely on general legal information instead of specific legal advice regarding your specific circumstances. Follow-up contact does not create an attorney-client relationship and does not constitute legal advice.
Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Bob Leonard in the studio today. Gary Bell's out of town. We're here to answer your legal questions. You can call us at 303-713-8255. If you're in Steamboat Springs, it's 970-457-1009. You know the drill. If you have any questions on any legal topic, now's the time to ask it. Now's the time to get some advice. Now's the time to learn whatever you need to learn to be able to know what's happening. We are the Bell and Pollock Law Firm. We are here to help you with regard to your questions, with regard to what's happening in your life, with regard to what you need to know. We are personal injury lawyers in our daily lives. In our daily lives, we'll take care of your personal injury cases. If you've been hurt as a result of the negligence or as a result of the improper acts of another, we are here to help you with that, and we'll take care of your case for you. But on Saturday mornings, for the last 15 years, we've been coming in here at 7 o'clock every Saturday morning so you can call up and you can ask questions. If we can't answer your question on the air, we'll find somebody who can that will call you back, or we'll call you back and we'll research it for you. We'll help you through whatever legal question, whatever legal problem you have, or if you just have a legal question. We're not a political show, but we're certainly here to help you. If you've been hurt as a result of the negligence of another, you can call us at 303-795-5900. Contact us at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. We have school coming back together. We know it's going to be starting up. We're going to be talking in the next few shows. Maybe not a whole lot today, but in the next few shows, we're going to be talking about what's going on with respect to carpooling, with respect to the kids out on the streets, with respect to the right-of-ways of pedestrians versus cars. But, you know, it's not hard to figure out, or maybe it is, but when you're carpooling, you want to make sure you have insurance for every person in that car. And that's an important area, Bob.
You know, Brad, when was the last time you asked your carpool buddy, you know, what kind of insurance you have? If they're taking your child to school, picking your child up from school, taking him to sports practices, what if they get an automobile accident and they don't have enough insurance? How are you going to find out if you ask? It may be kind of taboo to ask the question, but, you know, it's your kids.
And you know, that's exactly the situation. As you're putting people in cars, as you're picking up and driving them, has the person who is driving your student to school, your child to school, has that person waived their med pay? Please don't do that. For any of you who have waived it, please call your insurance agent and tell them to put it back on. Has that person waived uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage? If they've done that, or if you've done that, please don't do that. Call up your insurance agent and tell them to put that back on. Get yourself coverage. What kind of protection is there? A lot of times you have high school students picking up other high school students to take them to school. So a lot of times it's not just the young ones. It's teenagers. It's middle school and high school that are getting rides. And once again, we're talking about having you properly protected for the rides that you take and to make sure you're protected.
You know, Brad, also, you run into the situation where maybe you have a teenager that's not allowed to have so many kids in the car, and the parents let him drive, you know, two or three kids to school when they're, you know, for a driver 16, 18 years old, they may have some restrictions that maybe only a family member can be in the car with them, or maybe one student, they'll have two or three.
Make sure you look up those rules. It's important. and make sure you make sure you're insured, your child is insured, the person who's driving is insured, you understand who's insured. You know, when we talk about cases, we talk about being able to watch after people and make sure they're taken care of. We are not insurance people. As a matter of fact, we are the attorneys who sue the insurance companies quite often. But we highly endorse the product, and we highly endorse the fact that you should have it. We're going to go to the phones. We have Paul on the phone from Greeley. Paul has an insurance question. Paul, how are you doing?
Real good. How are you this morning?
Doing great. What can we do for you?
In 2016, we had a hailstorm come through here. I really hadn't had anybody check my roof in a while, so a roofing company guy went up, checked it, and says, "Hey, your roof should be replaced." The inspector from the insurance company came out and agreed they replaced it. And we just last Sunday had like one of those 100-year hailstorms. I've lived in Colorado all my life. I've never seen anything like it. They had hailstones between tennis ball and golf ball size. Had my roofer come back, look at it, and he goes, "Your roof shot."
Right. No doubt.
I call the insurance company, and I said, "Hey, the roofer says my roof is shot." And they tell me, "You might want to think about this, because if you file this claim, we're going to drop you."
Well, you know what, Paul? I don't know how big your roof is, but then you might be dropped. You might have to get insurance somewhere else. Because
well, that's what but how can they? I know it's their company. They can do whatever the heck they want. But it seems unfair that in 21 years I've only had these two claims, and I've never had anything that was my fault.
And I agree with you.
Can I name the company? Or
sure,
they just
sure.
Keep my mouth shut?
Sure, who's the company?
It's State Farm.
There you go.
And they got insurance offices on every corner. Remind me of the filling stations back in the 60s.
Right. Now, Paul,
yes, they're going to be in the business of shooting craps. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
One of the things we're going to do for you, and we'll get your name off the air before you get off, is we're going to talk and we're going to research as to whether or not they can drop you on the second claim, okay? Because there are some restrictions, and we'll let you know that. But make your claim. That's what insurance is for. Good job for having the coverage. You can't control a hailstorm. Now, insurance companies can look and say there's different sections and different places that we don't want to cover, and there's different parts of the country we don't want to cover, and we don't want to give certain kinds of coverage to. But the bottom line is, if State Farm is going to, if they're going to deny you coverage or drop you as a result of this claim, how many houses in your area are they going to have to make sure they don't insure?
Well, there's a lot. I mean, it was almost the whole city of Greeley. My neighbor across the street just had his roof replaced 2 days before, and the roofer came back and says, "Your roof shot."
Yeah, I bet you're exactly right. I'll bet you the whole city of Greeley doesn't have a decent roof, and they all need to be replaced.
But, it's sad, because some of these people that are on fixed income, trying to come up with that $1,000 deductible, if that's the lowest they have,
oh,
it's hard.
Hey, some people have deductibles that are a lot worse than that. I was talking to a guy the other day, a person who told me he was getting a new roof, but his deductible that he said he did not see, it got changed when he did a renewal. He did not see it. It's 2% of the value of his house. And he said he lives in a $500,000 house. He said his deductible is $10,000, Paul. $10,000.
Well, the way these houses, price of these homes are going up, they put a value on my home. My kids researched it for me at $278,000. And I said, there's no way in heck this cracker box is worth that kind of money. But it's what I said it was. So
figure if you had a $5,000 deductible, $6,000 deductible on your roof. Paul, you want to stay with us or you want to go? What do you want to do? We got to go to break.
Well, no, I'm going to go. I appreciate your information, and I'll look forward to whatever you might find on that.
Okay, stay on hold. I'm going to have Kevin take your number so we can find out for you to make sure. They may not be able to drop you on just a second claim under what you're talking about. So let us find out for you, all right?
Okay,
stay on hold. We'll get your number. You're listening to the Bell and Polk Legal Show. Brad Polk, Bob Leonard in the studio today. We are going to talk about homeowners insurance and about these hailstorms a little later if we get some time. If you have a question, give us a call, 303-713-8255. Lines are open. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Bob Leonard in the studio today. We have lines open. Give us a call, 303-713-8255. If you're in Steamboat Springs, give us a call at 970-457-1009. We'll talk to you about any topic. I would imagine some things we're going to talk about today might include homeowner's insurance, might include getting your roof repaired, might include the process you have to go through to do it. We just had a caller on the line who was talking to us about the fact that he makes a second claim. Usually insurance companies that have a second claim within 3 to 5 years may look at a non-renewal or may look at dropping you. There are other insurance companies. Yes, you have to have insurance on your house. If you have homeowner's insurance, most of you have mortgages. And because you have mortgages, you have to have insurance on your house. So you want to. You want to make sure you can get your insurance. But you know what? These claims right now, especially like we were talking about up in Greeley, these are total roofs. These are big-time damages that people are going through. And you know, when you look at it, you're not only talking about that kind of damage. You're talking about the situation that you really can't control where you live and what's going on. You got to make your claim. You know, if you have somebody come out and look, and make a report with respect to your roof, there's a chance that that's going to go into a special report. It's going to be indexed. And you know, Bob, we talked about the Clue report, and that's an important thing.
The comprehensive loss underwriting exchange, it's known as the Clue report, and it has a list of all the perils, all the claims you may have made against your house. So, for example, if you made a water claim 5 years ago, it's probably still in the database. If you had a roof repair due to hail, it was reported, probably in the database. And they use that to rate your house and rate you as for insurability. So if you have lots of losses, your chance to get insurance could be hampered or even denied, or you may have to pay a whole lot more than you would if you didn't have any claims.
So it's going to be there. And the problem is if your roof is damaged, you know, it's not a secret that we had certain areas where it was significant damage to the roof. If your roof is damaged and you don't get it repaired, now it's going to cost you money when you go to sell your house, when you go to make any renovations to your house, or when you go to value your house. There's going to be a damaged roof that's going to be looked at. So you're going to lose money one way or the other. And yes, it's not fair. There is a law, and I said I'd look it up, and we'll start looking it up. It's known as the Fair Access to Insurance Requirements. We're going to find out if on a second claim, no fault of your own, what they can do and whether or not they can take away your coverage. But let's go to the whole idea of coverage. Do you have coverage? What's the deductible? And that deductible is going to be an important situation.
Well, you know, Brad, there's two different types of coverages. When you look at your house, you might have an actual cash value policy, or you might have one where it's replacement value. And you know, unless you look at your policy, you could have a really horrible surprise when you find out they're only going to pay for the actual cash value of the property of the roof, which is the value of the roof that's been depreciated over the use of the roof. For example, if you had a roof they said is worth the last 20 years and you've had it for 10 years, they're not going to pay you to replace that full value of the roof. They're going to pay you the value the roof that's been depreciated or used up for 10 years.
And so you have to pay attention to that. What do you have in your policy? Well, what is your deductible? You want to listen to these shows and get an idea of what's going on with respect to the coverage you have. But we're talking about some very significant damages that have occurred, and one of the things you want to do is you want to talk about getting a contractor out there, getting a fair contractor, getting one that's reputable, getting a good contractor out there to look at your house, look at your property, see if there's a claim, see if you need to get things repaired, see if you've been damaged by these hailstorms. You really can't control the hailstorms, but they're there, and you want to do something about it.
You know, you don't want to be beat up twice, once by the hail and once by your contractor. It's like there's traveling salespeople, traveling contractors that come in from out of state, and they go from, you know, from one disaster to another disaster. So, you know, one thing I'd be sure about is if you hire a contractor to your roof, you find someone who's reputable, someone who's been in the area for a long time. Because you hire someone that comes knocking on your door and say, hey, I'll look at your roof, I'll get the insurance company to pay for it. Well, let's say they do the repairs and they leave and they do substandard work. Who's going to be there to help you? Who's going to cover the losses and who's going to warranty the roof?
That warranty is a big thing. You want to make sure you have good protection on the roof once it's done. But you talked about getting beat up twice, Bob. How about three times? You get beat up by the hailstorm. You get beat up by your own contractor. You get beat up by the insurance company. The person who's taking all the blows is the homeowner, trying to make sure they've got protection. And on KOA today, 850 on your dial, at 10 o'clock today, you're going to be able to listen to an hour-long show that we did pre-recorded. You can listen to that show, like I said, at 850 on your dial, KOA at 10 o'clock today. You can listen to a show that we spent an hour going over information and going over what you need to know about hailstorms, about the damages, about who you want to contact, what you want to do, how you might want to approach that hailstorm. You can call us at 303-713-8255 on any topic. That's 303-713-8255. We are personal injury lawyers in our regular everyday legal life. We've been doing this show for the last 15 years. We come on every Saturday morning at 7 o'clock live. You can give us a call, ask us questions about any topic, anything that's going on in your life, trying to help you through the processes and through what you're going through. If you're in Steamboat Springs, call us at 970-457-1009. We will talk to you about, like I said, any legal topic. And so if you have something that's going on in your life, give us a call so we can discuss it with you. You know, we were talking a little bit about making sure you have the proper insurances and whether or not you can, what your deck page says. A lot of times you contact your agent, you talk to your agent about what's going on, there can be miscommunication. There can be an understanding where you don't know what coverage you have. All of you sitting there right now, do you know what kind of insurance coverage you have? Do you know what your protections are? Do you know what's available to you? And I'm talking about your car insurance, I'm talking about your life insurance, I'm talking about your homeowner's insurance. And those are the three main insurances that I know of that you're going to be dealing with. And you know, when you start talking about car insurance, this is a big deal. It's something important for you to know, and you have to have an understanding of what your coverage is. If you don't know what coverage is, have your agent explain it. Tell them you want them to sit down and tell you exactly what the coverage is.
You know, the problem in Colorado, Brad, is that, you know, 16 to 18% of the drivers either don't have insurance or enough insurance. And, you know, when some of these people come in, they say, oh, I have full coverage. Well, in reality, they lack most of the policy. Maybe they have liability to protect them if they hit if someone is hit by them. But, you know, you start talking about, do you have MedPay? They say, what's MedPay? Talking about uninsured motorist coverage. What's that? And unfortunately, there's some companies that just write these cheap policies just to get people in insurance and get on the road, but they don't protect their insured. They don't protect them from any accidents because they don't have any other stuff that protects them, the MedPay and the uninsured motorist coverage.
Well, you know, insurance, your car insurance is there for a reason, and it's there to protect you from whatever might happen on a mistake on the road. Now, if you stop to think about it, our legislature has mandated that you have a $25,000, $50,000 policy, and that $25,000, $50,000 policy has to have that much protection for the other person on the road. But if you stop to think about it, one of the reasons you get insurance is to protect yourself. And you get that insurance to protect yourself so that your assets, things that you've worked hard to acquire, where you've gone out day in and day out in your daily life and in your work life, to acquire assets, that they don't get taken away from you by making a mistake on the road where you cause somebody else to be injured. Instead, you have insurance, and that pays for the injury you caused to someone else. That's what it's there for. Now, if you're going to go buy coverage to protect your assets and to protect you in the event you make a mistake, why wouldn't you buy asset buy coverage to protect you in the event that somebody else makes a mistake and hurts you and they don't have coverage? You want to make sure that your assets are protected, because you get hurt, you can't work, you have medical bills, you have doctors and healthcare providers that are suing you to get their money. You find yourself without the money to be able to pay them, and if you haven't had insurance, you're left without any way to be able to protect yourself.
You know, Brad, just if you're in a car crash, the ride to the hospital is going to cost you about $1,200 just to get to the hospital from the scene of the accident. Then if they do any kind of workup in the emergency room, you walk out of there with a $5,000 or $10,000 bill. How are you going to pay for it if you don't have insurance?
It's exactly what you got. You got a big bill, and you got something that's not going to be good for you. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. You can call us at 303-713-8255. Lines are open. Give us a call. If you're in Steamboat Springs, call us at 970-457-1009 on any topic. Give us a call, and we'll answer your questions. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Bob Leonard in the studio. You can call us at 303-713-8255. Steamboat Springs, 970-457-1009. We're going to talk to Eric over at Caitlin's. Eric, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well. What's happening over there?
Well, we got some new specials to run by you guys for the next 2 weeks. We'll start with that breakfast special. What we're going to do is an oatmeal encrusted French toast. So we're going to take French toast, we're going to griddle it to a golden brown. We're going to crust it up with some old-fashioned oatmeal right on top of that. Put some maple syrup on that. Powdered sugar, of course. That's our breakfast special for the next 2 weeks. And then our lunch special is going to be a shrimp burrito. We're going to saute up some onions, some peppers, some cucumbers. Put in the shrimp, of course, with some spice in there. Serve that with some jalapeno ranch on the side. That comes with beans and rice, of course. That's the lunch special. That one's really good, and that's a new item right there that we don't normally run. So come and check that out. And don't forget, on Mondays and Fridays from 11 to 2, we do the all-you-can-eat taco burrito buffet. It's all you can eat. It actually includes a non-alcoholic beverage in the price. That's every Monday, every Friday from 11 to 2. So come on down and check that out. We got the umbrellas up on the deck. We got the flat screens on. We got sports on. Beautiful Colorado weather to check out. So come on down. Bring the kids. Bring the dog for the patio if you want. Tons of other homemade scratch items on the menu to choose as well.
Today is the day for that deck, Eric.
It's gorgeous out. It's the best place to sit in the house right now.
Where are you located, buddy?
Guys, we're 4379 East Mississippi Avenue. Now, that's one block east of Colorado Boulevard. That is the Glendale Shopping Center. Come and check us out, guys.
I'll be down there to see you.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Talk to you later. Thank you. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We're going to move straight to the phones. We're going to stay with them, and we're going to talk to an old friend up there in Boulder. Martin, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, good morning, guys. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Martin.
Hey, I have a question about insurance coverages, since you're on that topic. If a person's driving to a doctor from a pre-existing injury, not auto-related, but just like a sports injury, knee, back, shoulder, et cetera, and if he's driving to a doctor's office in his car, and he gets in an automobile accident, no fault of his own, but the other person's, and the other person's underinsured, so that means his insurance kicks in. Is that correct?
That's right. His insurance will kick in after the underinsured get paid whatever the at-fault party's insurance is going
to
pay.
Okay, but if that person who is now driving to the doctor's office or has a doctor's appointment for a pre-existing injury, his injury exacerbated by that automobile accident, which insurance is going to take first call? His own personal medical insurance or the automobile insurance policy?
Okay, Martin, these are true things that happen, but you should be doing the questions for the bar exam. you could put together some great
stuff. I've been hanging around you guys too long. What do you expect?
but these things do happen. But I love your questions. All right, when you break it down, let's go to the first step. And the first step that we're going to do, and any time when somebody comes in, is we're going to go to everybody's MedPay. And we're going to find out if there's MedPay on any of these policies.
Well, for example, I have $100,000 MedPay, which I do.
Okay.
So really, it's more it's actually more beneficial, and it's better for my interest to now say to go against my MedPay and the automobile insurance as opposed to my personal medical insurance.
Absolutely. The first step you want to go is MedPay.
But there's a conflict.
Well, the MedPay would be primary anyway.
Yeah, the MedPay would be. And what do you mean by conflict, Martin?
Because now the medical, personal medical coverage that I'm using to go see a doctor for my pre-existing injury that I'm going to claim that is exacerbated or made worse by the automobile accident. So I'm using my personal medical insurance, but now I'm trying to kick it into my automobile MedPay.
Right. So what's going to happen is you're going to have your doctor apportion. And they're going to have to apportion, and you're going to have a lot of guessing. Now, when you go to the ambulance, obviously you didn't need an ambulance when you were driving. So, we know MedPay is going to cover all that. Once you get there and they do the emergency room care, you didn't need emergency room care when you got in your car. So they know they're going to cover all that. So then they're going to tell you go home and call your personal doctor. And you're going to go call your personal doctor and for follow-up. When you call that doctor for follow-up, that doctor who may be treating you for your pre-existing, and you're going to want to get in touch with the doctor who's treating you for the pre-existing, is going to sit down and talk with you and is going to do an apportionment. And that apportionment's going to then decide whether or not your health insurance is going to pay that or whether or not your MedPay is going to pay that by apportioning what was caused by the crash versus what was caused by or what was pre-existing, right?
Yeah, I understand that, but now that brings up another question. How many doctors are out there that are amenable to really helping you out in terms of which insurance company you want to use, your automobile insurance or your personal? But the thing is, that's when I'm kind of worried about all these flaky personal injury attorneys, attorney ads, not including you guys. I mean, you're excluded from that, but I think you're very ethical.
Thank you.
But I think you know the strong arm kind of BS.
All right.
But now the doctors are not immune from that kind of flaky, gold-digging type of personal injury attorneys that are on TV. So now how can you get a physician to really help you out in terms of insurance coverages?
It's going to be very difficult at times.
That's what I thought.
You're exactly right. And a lot of times it's going to be get a hold of a law firm who's going to deal with this and help you sort it out that's going to deal with ethical people.
See, that's where it's hurting people, I think, on these personal injury ads you see on TV.
Well,
pizza lady and all this other BS about, the millions of dollars awards, because the medical field is they're not immune for those kind of ads. Gold digging.
You're exactly right. The medical field has to be careful about what those ads say and what they're doing and what's occurring.
And they don't want to assist in that.
Well, and a lot of times you get doctors who don't want to come near it. And you get doctors who don't want to do the apportionment. Now I've seen insurance companies, and it's hard for me to say things for insurance companies that I think they do right, but I've seen insurance companies do non-intrusive letters that simply say, can you apportion? And they send a letter to the doctors. And you know what 90% of the doctors come back and say?
What?
No, we can't apportion. We can't tell you. They say, for this reason or that reason or whatever it is, we can't tell you, except for the immediate injuries that we're experiencing in the crash. The rest of them, they say, we can't apportion, and that leaves the attorney with the insurance company. And to think that the insurance company just rolls over and plays dead immediately and pours out hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars to you.
It's not going
to
happen.
And not going to happen. And it's not, and it's not going to happen overnight. That takes the blood and guts and the work of the law firm and the lawyer to start going over the different things. And where it starts with, Martin, is if that started with you, is I'd be sitting down with you and I'd be saying, let's talk about the changes in your life that occurred. Let's talk about how the pain was different, how the pain scales were different, how the changes in your life, which couldn't do, how many more times you were starting to have to go to the doctor, did your
frequency
increase?
But the linchpin is the immediate injuries caused by the automobile accident.
Right. And we're also going to look at mechanism of injury. And you're exactly right on the linchpin. And we deal with pre-existing claims all the time. And when we start dealing with it, we have to start watching who's going to pay what part of the medical care. And a lot of times, if you say, Brad, I was going to the doctor once a month for my pre-existing condition. or once every couple of weeks, and now you're going every week, I'm going to take three of those four appointments every month and say, these are for your new injury.
You know, Brad, they got to take you as they find you. So I actually had a situation where a client had had surgery on his shoulder, and he wasn't completely healed. Maybe 3 or 6 weeks after the injury, he shouldn't have been driving, but he was driving, and he got another accident, and it ripped everything apart. Well, the insurance company was on the hook to pay for all the new injury, or even though he had a pre-existing injury.
Now, and Neil Martin, in the last analysis, the jury instruction says if you can't apportion, then the last in time pays.
You know, it's funny why you brought up the jury instructions, because they're written in such a way, they're written for lay people to understand, because they're jurors.
Right. And to try to give you a way to break the deadlock, because you get that deadlock. And so the jury instruction says the last in time is going to pay. So if you've got all this, and if you can't apportion, and after everybody's tried, and believe me, defense attorneys will try very hard to apportion at that point, and the car insurance company is going to try very hard to apportion, but if they can't do it at all, last in time is going to pay.
Now, so back to the jury instructions, though. The jury instructions really act as a guide for a layperson to determine fault, et cetera. But how do the insurance companies really pay attention to what the jury instructions are guiding a layperson, or do they even care?
You know, what insurance companies pay attention to is what they think you can win at trial.
And the biggest stick.
That's right. And what are the chances you'll win it? And so they look and they do pay attention to that, because they start saying, what's the evidence you can get in, and what's the law that's going to be given to the jury based on that evidence?
So really the concept of truth and falsity kind of fall by the wayside. Doesn't really matter.
A lot of times it doesn't, because what it is they go to the last analysis saying, well, if we're going to value this claim, let's see what who's the attorney. Can the attorney get a judgment? Can the attorney get recovery? Does the attorney have the ability, and is the case one that a jury will pay on?
And these aren't simple nuances either.
No.
This is what really guides them.
They're very difficult nuances. And that's why, you know, if you walk into me with all these nuances, Martin, today, I can't tell you what your case is worth. You and I are going to be sitting down. We're going to be spending months together trying to figure out what your case is.
I see it on TV all the time.
Yeah, well, that's to sign you up, Martin. That's to pull you in and sign you up. But the bottom line is that, you know, it's going to take time to learn about all this stuff and make sure we understand what's going on.
I guess what I'm doing is being very critical of the TV ads.
Well, you know what? I am too. I'm critical of a bunch of them. There are some that are good, but I'm critical of a bunch of them because they give a false impression that you can just walk in.
I mean, they're on the Judge Judy level.
Right. You can just walk in and get a bunch of money and walk out.
It has to be on the weekend.
Yeah. Make sure you call me in the middle of the night or on the weekend, Martin.
What's your phone number?
You've got it. 303-713-8255. You have a good day, Martin. Take care. You're listening to the Bell and Paul Legal Show. Steve, we're going to talk to you right after this break about your mortgage question. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Bell and Paul Legal Show. Brad Pollack, Bob Leonard in the studio today. We're talking about your legal topics. We're going to give a quick plug to the Barry and Larry real estate show that comes on right after this show. You guys want to listen to them. Their theme this week is the Good Consumer's Warpath. And if that doesn't pique your interest, nothing will. I know I'll be listening. Listen to these guys. They know what they're talking about. They're great consumer advocates. They're great real estate licensed realtors. At least Barry is. Larry is a consumer advocate. You want to listen to what the people say, what they say, and learn about your real estate matters and your real estate topics. But we're going to talk today, or right now, to Steve about a mortgage question. Steve, how you doing?
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing great. What can we do for you?
Well, I've been having some problems. This started with a nasty divorce and a bankruptcy.
Okay.
The mortgage company has tried to foreclose several times. They've been thrown out of court every time. Long story short, last time we were in, they actually testified that I was current. All of my creditors got paid back 100%. The problem was with them is when we had a house fire and the place was a total loss. And so their arrearages were taken out of the plan. They did not object. So they should be just gone.
Okay.
My problem is I'm actually thinking what they're going to do is as soon as the bankruptcy case is over, they're going to hit me with a bill. So, your next payment's, $30,000 or whatever it is. And if you can't pay it, we're going to foreclose. On top of that, they've been sitting on the insurance proceeds for over 2 years now, not letting us proceed with the building. Every time we come up with something, they just say no. So my wife's been living with her mother. I'm living out here in a camper because I got to take care of the wildlife or the livestock. And when I asked the guy about it, I said, "How can you do that?" He just basically said, "Well, you got a lawyer. We got a lawyer."
They're sitting on a bunch of your money.
Yeah, they're sitting on the insurance proceeds, and I'm sure based on any decent internal rate of return, they've probably tripled it by now.
So, and this is from the damage to your own property?
Right.
They won't let you rebuild it or fix it up?
No, every time we turn around, they're saying no.
Well, that almost sounds like it's vindictive. It sounds like it's punitive in nature.
Well, I agree. I think that what they're hoping is that we'll just get frustrated and walk away.
From your own property? From fixing up your own property?
Yeah, we got 60 acres, and they've got a VA loan, and they're sitting on the insurance proceeds. So, they come out looking real good if this thing goes south, but I have no desire or plans on walking away from this.
And it sounds like you're on a reorganization of Chapter 11 bankruptcy, Chapter 13.
Did. Everybody got repaid.
Okay, and is it about to get dismissed, the bankruptcy?
Yes, but they've been given an opportunity to present what they think I owe them, even though they've said I'm current. Once in court, the numbers change daily on how much they said I was behind. They have no idea.
Well, first of all, it sounds like you've got a very good lawyer who's taking care of things for you and is doing a good job. The question is, how do you force their hand on this money? How much are they sitting on top of, Steve?
$200,000.
And they in the meantime, what's going on with the property? Is it habitable?
Well, I'm living at where I've got water. I got no sewer, so I've got to pick up and go pump my tanks and fill up every once in a while. I got to haul water out there to my livestock in a cistern on a flatbed trailer.
Well,
make sure that this has been a nightmare.
Has the lawsuit been started to release the money and to cause a release of the money?
Well, the last time we were in, the judge said the last thing they said was I was $4,700 behind on escrow. So I just gave him the money. I didn't even argue with it. And we were supposed to have a stipulation on the release of the proceeds, the insurance, on the 6th. They didn't do that. And what they did was basically run out the clock, because I'm pretty sure that the judge was very at them already.
Well, I don't want to step on your lawyer's shoes. I'm happy to discuss things with the lawyer, to discuss how we can help and what we can do. Obviously, you've got a good lawyer who's battling these people. You've been to court a couple times, and you've been able to hold them off.
He's been great.
Yeah. Yeah,
but this is all over here, and as soon as this final thing goes through, it's all over.
Right, and then you lose your lawyer unless you pay him for the other stuff. Is this a bankruptcy specialist lawyer that only does bankruptcies?
Right. He's concerned that what they're going to come back and do the same thing, and he said that they, it's pretty much bad faith on their part, which I'm sure it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think what's going to have to happen, Steve, Let me have Kevin take your number. We'll call you. We'll coordinate
All right, sounds
with
good.
We'll coordinate with lawyer to make sure you're protected and make sure you once he leaves the scene on his bankruptcy part. Most lawyers who handle these kind of complicated bankruptcies are very much specialists, and that's what they do, and they don't get into the other area. They just know how to protect you through the bankruptcy proceedings.
Yeah, and he's been great. I got nothing bad to say about him. He's been great.
Right, and it sounds like he's doing a great job. So let's make sure that you have a good changeover when it happens, and you know that you've got a good lawyer that's going to take care of it after that,
yep.
All right?
Sounds good.
Because you need
good.
One on this, because they're going to come after you. You're exactly right. They're going to want that property.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Don't you give up that property, Steve.
I'm not.
All right, buddy. Hold on. We'll have Kevin take your number. All right, you're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. As you can see, we have people who have questions. They need help with respect to things that are going on. We're going to put them in contact with the right people. We are personal injury lawyers. You know, I'm as I'm sitting here, I'm looking through the window, and I see both Barry and Larry over there, and giving them a little wave. And you know, I suspect they're going to talk to you a little bit. If they can get some time, they're going to have a full schedule with a good Consumers Warpath. But they're going to also, if you have questions, when they do their call-in part, which is later on this today, they'll explain that to you. Don't be afraid to talk to them about some of these insurance questions and you know, whether or not and having your homeowner's insurance dropped and the insurance of last resort, because there is insurance of last resort to help you with your homeowner's insurance. It's a bare-bones insurance, but it's out there. And you're going to want to talk to them. You also want to talk to them about some of these other questions that come up. These are really good, knowledgeable real estate men who care about the consumer. In the meantime, if you've been hurt as a result of the negligence of another or as a result of the inappropriate acts of another, you've got to give us a call to see if we can help you. We're not going to guarantee you 1,000 or high recovery. We're going to guarantee you full recovery. And we're going to guarantee you hard work and that you're going to have legitimate claims that you're going to be able to pursue. We're going to talk to you next week about whatever other problems you've got, whatever other matters you have to deal with. Bob, thanks for coming in.
Glad to be here, Brad. And we write a blog in the Sunday paper. You never talk about it.
Well, we've got a blog in the Sunday paper. And take a look at it. We haven't got time to talk about it now, but we will talk about the blogs next week. You've been listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you all next week. We didn't have no internet, but man, I never will forget the way the moonlight shined upon her head. And we were trying different things. For camping, we go camping. When it's too hot to work.